Ohio is likely to become the first state to exempt the Amish from jury duty. The Amish oppose serving on juries for theological reasons, and over the next few weeks, Governor Bob Taft is expected to give them a permanent pass. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the story.
Levi Miller farms in Middlefield, Ohio in the warm months and shoes horses during the winter. He's a law-abiding citizen, but every time he's called for jury duty, he asks for and receives an exemption. The reason? He's Amish.
The Amish are basically born-again Christian people, and we believe the Bible verbatim. And when it says, "Judge not that ye be not judged," we believe that.
He says people are leery of even being on the voter rolls because in Ohio, voter registrations are one source for the jury pool. That concern is only exacerbated when odd things happen, like the time an acquaintance of his ignored a jury summons rather than asking for an exemption.
He was charged with contempt of court, and he was taken to court and stayed in jail overnight. When something like that happens, the word of mouth travels through the community. And it was the first report was that he spent an overnight in jail because he wouldn't report for jury duty.
Now the state of Ohio, which is home to about 40,000 of the 180,000 Amish in the country, is trying to put their minds at ease by giving practicing members an exemption from jury duty. Donald Crabill, a sociologist who has written 8 books about the Amish, says this is nothing new. The Amish have exemptions from government rules on everything from mandatory high school attendance to Social Security taxes to photo IDs.
One of the unique things about the Amish is that their total way of life is woven into their religious practice. So many issues which, to those of us on the outside, would not appear to be religious are in fact sincerely held religious beliefs.
For example, the Bible says not to judge or to sue your brother in court, so they stay away from litigation, either as a plaintiff or as a juror. So what about shunning? Isn't that judging? Crabill says that too is biblical, because the New Testament talks about excommunicating church members for moral lapses.
According to the New Testament, an individual member is accountable to the church after they are baptized. And if they transgress against a teaching of the church and are not willing to confess that, then they are excommunicated from the church and would be shunned and socially ostracized.
Tim Grendel, the Ohio state representative who introduced the legislation, believes that a jury exemption will encourage the Amish to vote. Currently, only 5 to 10% of Amish vote. Grendel thinks he learned why this fall when he tried to register the 4,000 Amish in his district.
And we registered about 100 people, and in the process of getting to talk to a lot of people, the number one reservation was this concern about being compelled to serve on a jury. We believe that the registration numbers will go up dramatically once we get this provision into law.
Asked whether a new law would make much difference, one Amish man doubted there will be a tidal wave of civic participation. He said, quote, "Our people have been taught about the separation of church and state since our founding in 1525, and I don't know what difference one bill will make." Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.